Begin with two complex poles in the left half plane. Notice how the step response characteristics change as the poles are dragged horizontally, vertically, and radially. These features can be correlated with the graphical interpretation of damping ratio, undamped natural frequency, and damped natural frequency given in standard textbooks. Of course, you can verify that the system becomes unstable if you drag the poles into the right half plane. Next, add a zero to the transfer function. Placing the poles in the left half plane and dragging the zero will demonstrate the effect of the zero, particularly the so-called undershoot phenomenon that can occur with right half plane zeros. Keeping in mind that the default gain maintains zero steady state error, other effects to be explored include the dependence of overshoot, rise time, settling time, and damped natural frequency on pole locations and on zero location. Sometimes you might want to fix the gain value to avoid the interaction of pole and zero locations with the gain.